From Newcastle to New London, Santa Monica to Sebastopol, Omaha, Atlanta, and all points in between, no matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. You know, it's occasionally been cited on the campaign trail and fact-checked as true, by the way, that although the U.S. has less than 5% of the world's population, the U.S. also has 25% of the world's total prison population. And we're not counting things like county lockups and city jails. Federal prisons are overcrowded. And in Texas, there are nearly 19,000 people incarcerated. And again, we're talking about federal prisons alone. Who's overseeing those prisoners? According to a new report in USA Today, guard duties are falling to people like nurses who have little or no experience in security. Kevin Johnson reports on this story for USA Today. He joins us now. Kevin, welcome to Texas Standard.
Good to be with you.
I guess I'm not sure why I understand quite why nurses are being pressed into action as prison guards, given that I presume they don't have the sort of training that one would need to have.
You're right. They don't have the training, but there's been a chronic shortage of corrections officers in the federal prison system for many years. At the same time, though, there has been an equal shortage on the healthcare side, recently cited by the Justice Department Inspector General, where there's a 40% vacancy rate in medical positions within the Federal Bureau of Prisons. So you've got a lot of tension existing there right now.
You report that there are five states where this is common practice. Can you make any sense of why this is happening, where it's happening?
Well, some of these states have major medical facilities in them, North Carolina, Texas. Washington State has a medical facility, but I'm told that this situation exists beyond those states throughout the federal system.
How did you find out about this?
Well, I was reporting on a labor dispute within the prison system between the civilian workers and the medical professionals from the U.S. Public Health Service. And during the course of that reporting, received a number of communications from medical staffers about this situation.
And as I understand it, they were sort of giving you the classic anonymous tip on this story. One of the sources you spoke with told you that it's a powder keg. What's the danger as you understand it?
Well, the danger is twofold. One is drawing inexperienced people into positions of high responsibility, moving people in and out of maximum security units. Uh-huh. At the same time, there is a shortage, a chronic shortage of medical staffers. And this can create a tension within the prison system that has led to unrest in some prisons in the federal system because of shortage in medical care. That's one of the prime ways to tempt trouble in a prison system is the failure to provide basic care.
Kevin, you were telling me a little bit about a dietitian who had been forced to, move some prisoners from one part of a unit to another, sort of as an example of...
This is a person who was never asked to do this work before, was suddenly tapped to for duty inside a maximum security unit to move inmates in and around that unit. She described, you know, her first time doing it as shaking as she was applying handcuffs to inmates. And that's something that she knew that the inmates recognized and certainly her supervisors did. So, again, creates a bit of a risk for that person, for inmates to know that she's not completely confident of what she's doing.
Okay, so we have an overcrowded prison population. We have an aging prison population. We now have healthcare workers moving into the position of serving as guards in those prisons.
Right.
Are politicians paying attention to this kind of perfect storm that's being set up here?
Very few. Representative David Jolly out of Florida has been among the first to bring this up.
A Republican, up during, I believe, right?
A Republican from Florida. Had conversations with some union officials and is set to meet with some of the members from the U.S. Public Health Service in the coming days to talk about this. There's been surprising silence from the current Surgeon General, who commands the force of uniform officials who provide a lot of the medical care within the system. a former Surgeon General, Richard Carmona, has recently called for this to end.
Kevin Johnson is a reporter for USA Today. Thanks so much for speaking with us, Kevin.
Many thanks for having me.